Chapter 14. This laxity of emotional tone was further increased by an incident when, 2 days later, she kept an appointment with Nicholas in the Sallows. The Sallows was an extension of shrubberies and plantations along the banks of the Froom, accessible from the lawn of Froom Everard House only, except by wading through the river at the waterfall or elsewhere. Near the brink was a thicket of box in which a trunk lay prostrate. This had been once or twice their trysting place, though it was by no means a safe one, and it was here she sat awaiting him now. The noise of the stream muffled any sound of footsteps, and it was before she was aware of his approach that she looked up and saw him wading across at the top of the waterfall. Noontide lights and dwarfed shadows always banished the romantic aspect of her love for Nicholas. Moreover, something new had occurred to disturb her, and if ever as he had regretted giving way to a tenderness for him which perhaps as he had not done with any distinctness she regretted it now. Yet in the bottom of their hearts those two were excellently paired, the very twin halves of a perfect whole, and their love was pure. But at this hour surfaces showed garishly, and obscured the depths. Probably her regret appeared in her face. He walked up to her without speaking, the water running from his boots, and, taking one of her hands in each of his own, looked narrowly into her eyes. "Have you thought it over? Apostrophe apostrophe what? Apostrophe apostrophe whether we shall try again. You remember saying you would at the dance? Apostrophe apostrophe oh, I had forgotten that. Apostrophe apostrophe you are sorry we tried at all. Apostrophe apostrophe," he said accusingly. "I am not so sorry for the fact as for the rumors," apostrophe she said. "Ah, rumors? Apostrophe, they say we are already married. Apostrophe apostrophe who? Apostrophe apostrophe, I cannot tell exactly. I heard some whispering to that effect. Somebody in the village told one of the servants, I believe. This man said that he was crossing the churchyard early on that unfortunate foggy morning, and heard voices in the chancel, and peeped through the window as well as the dim panes would let him, and there he saw you and me and Mr. Beland, and so on, but thinking his surmises would be dangerous knowledge, he hastened on. And so the story got afloat. Then your aunt, to apostrophe, good Lord. What has she done? Apostrophe, the story was, told her, and she said proudly, oh yes, it is true enough. I have seen the license, but it is not to be known yet. Apostrophe, seen the license? How the apostrophe, accidentally, I believe, when your coat was hanging somewhere. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the information, coupled with the infelicitous word proudly, apostrophe, caused Nicholas to flush with mortification. He knew that it was in his aunt's nature to make a brag of that sort, but worse than the brag was the fact that this was the first occasion on which Christine had deigned to show her consciousness that such a marriage would be a source of pride to his relatives, the only two he had in the world. You are sorry, then, even to be thought my wife, much less to be it. Apostrophe apostrophe he dropped her hand, which fell lifelessly. It is not sorry exactly, dear Nick. But I feel uncomfortable and vexed that after screwing up my courage, my fidelity, to the point of going to church, you should have so muddled managed the matter that it has ended in neither one thing nor the other. How can I meet acquaintances when I don't know what they are thinking of me? Apostrophe apostrophe then, dear Christine, let us mend the muddle. I'll go away for a few days, and get another license, and you can come to me. Apostrophe apostrophe, she shrank from this perceptibly. I cannot screw myself up to it a second time, apostrophe she said. I am sure I cannot. Besides, I promised Mr. Beland. And yet how can I continue to see you after such a rumor? We shall be watched now, for certain. Apostrophe, then don't see me. Apostrophe apostrophe, I fear I must not for the present. Altogether apostrophe, what? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am very depressed. Apostrophe apostrophe, these views were not very inspiriting to Nicholas, as he construed them. It may indeed have been possible that he construed them wrongly and should have insisted upon her making the rumor true. Unfortunately, too, he had come to her in a hurry through brambles and briars, water and weed, and the shaggy wildness which hung about his appearance at this fine and correct time of day lent an impracticability to the look of him. You blame me, you repent your courses, you repent that you ever owned anything to me. No, Nicholas, I do not repent that, she returned gently, though with firmness. But I think that you ought not to have got that license without asking me first, and I also think that you ought to have known how it would be if you lived on here in your present position, and made no effort to better it. I can bear whatever comes, for social ruin is not personal ruin, or even personal disgrace. But as a sensible, new-risen poet says, whom I have been reading this morning, the world and its ways have a certain worth. And to press a point, while these oppose were simple policy, better wait. As soon as you had got my promise, Nick, you should have gone away, yes, and made a name, and come back to claim me. That was my silly girlish dream about my hero. Perhaps I can do as much yet. And would you have indeed liked better to live away from me for family reasons, than to run a risk in seeing me for affection's sake? Oh, what a cold hearted has grown! If I had been a prince, and you a dairymaid, I'd have stood by you in the face of the world. She shook her head. Ah, you don't know what society is, you don't know. Perhaps not. Who was that strange gentleman of about 27 I saw at Mr. Bilston's christening feast? Oh, that was his nephew James. Now he is a man who has seen an unusual extent of the world for his age. He is a great traveler, you know. In fact, an explorer. He is very entertaining. Nicholas received no shock of jealousy from her announcement. He knew her so well that he could see she was not in the least in love with Bilston. But he asked if Bilston were going to continue his explorations. Not if he settles in life. Otherwise he will, I suppose. Perhaps I could be a great explorer too, if I tried. You could, I am sure. They sat apart, and not together, each looking afar off at vague objects, and not in each other's eyes. Thus the sad autumn afternoon waned, while the waterfall hissed sarcastically of the inevitableness of the unpleasant. Very different this from the time when they had first met there. The nook was most picturesque, but it looked horridly common and stupid now. Their sentiment had set a color hardly less visible than a material one on surrounding objects, as sentiment must where life is but thought. Nicholas was as devoted as ever to the fair Christine, but unhappily he too had moods and humors, and the division between them was not closed. As he had no sooner got indoors and sat down to her work table than her father entered the drawing room. She handed him his newspaper. He took it without a word, went and stood on the hearthrug, and flung the paper on the floor. Christine, what's the meaning of this terrible story? I was just on my way to look at the register. She looked at him without speech. You have married Nicholas Long? No, father. No? Can you say no in the face of such facts as I have been put in possession of? Yes. But the note you wrote to the rector and the going to church? She briefly explained that their attempt had failed. Ah, then this is what that dancing meant, was it? Bye, it makes me. How long has this been going on, may I ask? What, indeed? Why, making him your beau. Now listen to me. All's well that ends well. From this day, madam, this moment, he is to be nothing more to you. You are not to see him. Cut him adrift instantly. I only wish his vote were on my farm out they should go, or I would know the reason why. However, you are to write him a letter to this effect at once. Apostrophe apostrophe, how can I cut him adrift? Apostrophe apostrophe, why not? You must, my good maid. Apostrophe, well, though I have not actually married him, I have solemnly sworn to be his wife, when he comes home from abroad to claim me. It would be gross perjury not to fulfill my promise. Besides, no woman can go to church with a man to deliberately solemnize matrimony, and refuse him afterwards, if he does nothing wrong meanwhile. Apostrophe apostrophe, the uttered sound of her strong conviction seemed to kindle in Christine a livelier perception of all its bearings than as he had known, while it had lain unformulated in her mind. For when as he had done speaking she fell down on her knees before her father, covered her face, and said, "Please, please forgive me, Papa. How could I do it without letting you know? I don't know, I don't know." Apostrophe, when she looked up she found that, in the turmoil of his mind, her father was moving about the room. "You are within an ace of ruining yourself, ruining me, ruining us all." Apostrophe apostrophe, he said. "You are nearly as bad as your brother, Begad." Apostrophe apostrophe, "Perhaps I am, yes perhaps I am." Apostrophe apostrophe, "that I should father such a harum-scarum brood." Apostrophe apostrophe, "it is very bad. But Nicholas apostrophe, he's a scoundrel." Apostrophe apostrophe, "he is not a scoundrel." Apostrophe apostrophe, cried she, turning quickly. "He's as good and worthy as you or I, or anybody bearing our name, or any nobleman in the kingdom, if you come to that." Only she could not continue the argument on those lines. "Now, father, listen." Apostrophe she sobbed. "If you taunt me, I'll go off, and join him at his farm this very day, and marry him tomorrow, that's what I'll do." Apostrophe apostrophe, "I don't taunt thee." Apostrophe apostrophe, "I wish to avoid unseemliness as much as you." Apostrophe apostrophe, she went away. When she came back a quarter of an hour later, thinking to find the room empty, he was standing there as before, never having apparently moved. His manner had quite changed. He seemed to take a resigned and entirely different view of circumstances. "Christine, here's a paragraph in the paper hinting at a secret wedding, and I'm blazed if it don't point to you. Well, since this was to happen, I'll bear it, and not complain. All folk have crosses, and this is one of mine. Now, this is what I've got to say. I feel that you must carry out this attempt at marrying Nicholas Long. Faith, you must. The rumor will become a scandal, if you don't, that's my view. I have tried to look at the brightest side of the case. Nicholas Long is a young man superior to most of his class, and fairly presentable. And he's not poor, at least his uncle is not. I believe the old muddler could buy me up any day. However, a farmer's wife you must be, as far as I can see. As you've made your bed, so ye must lie. Parents propose, and ungrateful children dispose. You shall marry him, and immediately." Apostrophe, Christine hardly knew what to make of this. "He is quite willing to wait, and so am one. We can wait for 2 or 3 years, and then he will be as worthy as apostrophe, you must marry him. And the sooner the better, if 'tis to be done at all. Dot dot, and yet I did wish you could have been Jim Belston's wife. I did wish it. But no. Apostrophe, I too, wished it and do still, in one sense." Apostrophe she returned gently. His moderation had won her out of her defiant mood, and she was willing to reason with him. "You do?" Apostrophe apostrophe, he said surprised. "I see that in a worldly sense my conduct with Mr. Long may be considered a mistake." Apostrophe apostrophe, h apostrophe m, "I am glad to hear that after my death you may see it more clearly still, and you won't have long to wait, to my reckoning." Apostrophe apostrophe, she fell into bitter repentance, and kissed him in her anguish. "Don't say that." Apostrophe apostrophe, she cried. "Tell me what to do." apostrophe, if you will leave me for an hour or two, I'll think. Drive to the market and back the carriages at the door and I'll try to collect my senses. Dinner can be put back till you return. Apostrophe, in a few minutes she was dressed, and the carriage bore her up the Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.